So this is Ryan Craner, and I'm here with Tom Craner. And we want to talk about the investment marketplace, what's getting promoted to investors and retirees, and what it all really means. So Tom, it's no surprise that the marketing around the financial industry is full of sales pitches and product promotions. We hear them all the time. Let's talk about the most often promoted concepts and products that we're hearing out there.
Yeah, well, we've all heard it. You know it. It's safe money, market returns with no risk, income guarantees, don't lose in the next market crash, get out of the casino of Wall Street. All of these catchy, effective promotions work because people are afraid of market volatility.
That's right. And so the solution they usually offer to these phrases are fixed index annuities and cash value life insurance policies. So what the insurance industry is doing here is they're targeting the fear that people have of losing all their money in the next recession market crash.
Right. So the big headline is that you can get market returns, but the principal is guaranteed and you can never take a loss.
Right.
And that appeals to people. People like guarantees. There's no fear. There's no risk. It sounds pretty good, right?
Well, yes. Without any other context, I suppose it does sound good. It's also important to understand that you don't have to trap yourself in these problematic, heavy commission, safe money annuities and cash value life insurance products in order to be conservative and wise and safe with your retirement investments.
Yeah, so these safe money investments are very calculated products designed by actuaries at insurance companies. You know, they understand the odds, and this results in a low rate of return to you.
Right.
Despite their claim of no risk, low rates of return actually can cause risk, inflation risk. Low rates of return over long periods of time can really compromise your retirement.
Right. So that's a good point you're making on rate of return. You know, the jargon they use with these products is not referring to your true net rate of return. They use terms like income rate, bonus rate,
index rate.
Right. But it's very important to understand they're not referring to your internal rate of return. This is the insurance company telling you how much income you're allowed to take. We feel it's far better for you to generate income from a sum of money that you control rather than a sum of money that the institution controls. So if you think this might be an issue for your strategy, go to strategicutah.com and take advantage of our SOS. That's our second opinion service, where we will give you a complimentary second opinion and analysis on your current situation. If you've already purchased a safe money annuity or life insurance product and are having second thoughts, remember, there is a free look period, and if you act quickly, you could exit the contract with no surrender penalties or exit fees. So once again, that's strategicutah.com or 801-627-2200. So going back to these safe money sales pitches, the problem with those insurance products is inflation risk. The amount of money you have is worth less every year. Your expenses and cost of living are going to increase over time. This creates risk to your spendable cash flow in retirement. These safe money products, in my opinion, just don't properly address inflation risk. They're focusing on reducing market volatility risk with their principal guarantee pitch, not inflation or rate of return.
Yeah, and on top of that, with the safe money approach, you've lost liquidity. When you invest in these fixed indexed insurance products, your money is often trapped for 10 to 20 years, depending on the product. Losing liquidity for that long is clearly problematic.
Right.
In addition, these products have earning caps and complicated formulas that limit your upside return, usually to low single digits.
That's right. So clearly, sometimes for some people, for part of their retirement investment, these safe money products might be suitable.
Right.
It's just that most often they really don't fit. And commonly, the recommendation they're getting, of course, proposes that they put all or nearly all of their money into these illiquid type investments. So, Tom, there are reasons that people seem to be susceptible to this type of all or nothing guaranteed safe money marketing. It starts with a fearful mindset where there are some myths that get repeated.
Yeah, we hear it often from the marketers in the safe money arena. They always tell a story about somebody they know, their parents, or that they themselves lost everything in 2008 or 9/11 or have never recovered. And, you know, we see something wrong with this story.
Right.
To speak very bluntly, If somebody lost everything in 08 or 9/11 or even in COVID-19, they did something very wrong with how they were investing to begin with, or they made a huge mistake during the period of volatility where they sold at the bottom. Wise investment management does not require you to run away from recessionary events.
Right.
Wise investment management is designed to persist through time and even deliver income throughout recessionary periods.
Boy, that's true. So mindset is a very important part of an investment strategy. And investors do have choices when it comes to their mentality toward investing. They can choose to be afraid and reactionary, and this sets you up for the safe money sales pitch, which of course comes with all the drawbacks that we've previously talked about. Or they can take control and use a logical, long-term, non-emotional mindset to investment management.
Yeah, it's kind of like Spock from Star Trek. Logical and methodical. Spock would set a plan and stick to it.
Right, so Spock's a good example. You know, or we actually have real-world, super successful investors to follow here. Warren Buffett or Nick Murray and many others come to mind. So these type of investors use logical, calm, non-reactive, long-term mindset.
Right. So the point is, you should get out of the chicken little, the sky is falling, fatalistic mindset, which we understand is hard in today's media climate where you have an apocalyptic gloom and doom sales industry marketing everything from gold to crypto to annuities as solutions to the end of the world that they're predicting.
That's true.
Recognize that when we are in a recession and the market has dropped, there is no worse time to react emotionally and sell your investments at the bottom to buy some sort of investment salvation. Our clients have been educated and mentored to avoid panic selling and to keep a long-term mentality throughout uncertain periods.
That's important. That's important.
Right. A perfect example of this is the COVID-19 downturn last year. If one were to have panic sold at the bottom of the market in 2020, in March, when the Dow was at 18 or 19,000, they would have missed the recovery and the new highs that we've reached since then at almost double what the Dow was at the low point.
Well, that's true.
The point we're making is that you must adopt a mindset as part of your long-term strategy through time, meaning you already know how you're going to react to market downturns or uncertain events like 9/11, 2008, or COVID-19.
Well, that's accurate. So if you'd like to compare your current situation or have questions about any of these topics, go to strategicutah.com and take advantage of our SOS. That's our second opinion service. We will give you a complimentary second opinion and analysis on your current situation. Once again, that's strategicutah.com or call us at 801-627-2200.